The resources and tutorials in Unit 1 are designed to help you understand and achieve the following learning outcomes. 1. Work within an ethical and legal framework. 2. Work within a counseling service organization. 3. Use supervision to work within own limits of proficiency. Teaching points are based on the assessment criteria, where you will be given specific guidance on how you can develop and meet each point successfully. Unit 1 is all about your professional demeanor as a counselor and the need to be ethical and work safely in that role. You are required to show your understanding of the legal and ethical environment within which you will be operating as a counselor. It's a way of helping you to define and understand your professional approach. As a basis for this, the assessment criteria requires that you familiarize yourself with the ethical framework for counseling of your professional body, as this will also underpin your practice and in turn form an understanding of what is meant by a professional approach. So, the assessment criteria is asking you to demonstrate. The resources map out the requirements for this. By measuring your ability to show that you are clear about what it means to work within the framework of your professional body, and how you ensure that this is communicated with your clients. An ethical framework could be likened to a legal document, and your success lies in being able to unravel and understand the implications to your practice. The tutorials and resources will help you to unravel the framework so that you are able to do this successfully. As confidentiality is such an important feature underpinning your work as counselor, this unit will explore how you apply this in your placement agency. You will need to consider the scope and limitations of maintaining confidentiality in relation to your client work. You also need to be very clear about the various pieces of legislation that will impact on your work with your clients and be able to show how you comply with relevant laws. So, a huge section of resources in this unit will focus in detail on the law in regard to safeguarding issues. You will understand how your knowledge and application in this area relates to specific groups such as children, young people, and vulnerable adults, and how you will structure your work to meet the criteria. We will move on to look at how your placement agency has developed its ethical, legal, and procedural framework and how you work within that context. You will need to show your awareness of the policies and procedures that you must follow. We will explore the variety of ways in which you collaborate with others as a trainee counselor in your placement agency. Provide examples of the teamwork skills that you use to do so. You will also need to identify and provide examples of the professional skills that you use in your role as a counselor in your placement agency. Consider when, how, and with whom you make use of these skills. You will round off this unit by considering how you make use of supervision to work safely and effectively. As a trainee counselor, you need to show your awareness of your ethical responsibility not to work beyond your own level of skill and to be aware of the types of clients that you are competent to work with. You also need to show how you monitor your own limits of proficiency and fitness to practice. You'll be making use of your experiences with clients to show that you can make suicidal risk assessments and that you can deal with emergency situations that have arisen, looking at how supervision has supported you in doing so. In this unit, you will also gain access to some of the common assessment tools and methods to support your work in this area. Finally, there will be some situations where you are not the most appropriate person to work with a particular client and referrals are necessary. You will be guided on how to work with both your supervisor and other agency staff as well as with your client to manage this in an appropriate manner. In the last criterion of this unit, you'll be looking at yourself and how you make use of both supervision and your own personal therapy to help you to monitor your own effectiveness in your role as a counselor, and how you identify issues that require personal work in your own therapy sessions.